current projects underway in downtown encompass over $50 million in investments, but many feel that revitalization will not be complete without a new and improved HERS building. And at 9 stories and 110,000 plus square feet, this once longtime department store plays a huge role in reshaping Center City. HERS Luxury Living will feature first floor commercial space and residential units in floors 2 through 8.
There's a corridor that wraps around to the other side of the building, so there'll be more units off of this corridor and around.
Here on the 3rd floor, Craig Houlihan with Roseman and Associates Architects guides media and city officials through a commons area that will be equipped with dining space, a game room, and 12-seat theater. Down the hall, we enter this one-bedroom, one-bath unit, which will rent for $1,095 a month.
They'll have one shower like this, and then if they have a second bathroom, they'll have a garden tub.
This is one of the 80 apartment units throughout the building, which range from $675 per month for a one-bedroom efficiency up to $2,100 for a two-story penthouse on the top floor. Jim Nichols is the CEO of the Lee Summit-based Dalmark Development Group, which has invested roughly $16 million in the structure since acquiring the facility during the recession. He says his company is proud to be a part of the downtown's revitalization.
When you look at urban housing, you look at Springfield, and you look at downtown, this is just a testimony about how things are moving and how positive it is.
Now 70% complete, officials hope to have the building ready by August 1st. Working from the top down, crews still have framing and drywall to do on some residential floors before completing the first floor commercial space. Nichols hopes it's a combination of retail and restaurants. The lower level will also feature a fitness center, a washer-dryer station, and a dedicated office for the Springfield Police Department.
To be able to come up here, there'll be a rooftop deck with a barbecue pit, and you'll be able to have patio furniture out there and everything like that. So it'll be a nice area to have a little outdoor area.
The 4th floor clubhouse will feature a 2,000-square-foot rooftop deck that faces north, 3 or 4 stories higher, and you have your best view of the city.
It just brings another dimension to downtown versus, you know, weekend nightlife. Now you have urban lifestyle, urban living, and we hope others come down and build as well, you know, join us.
And join they have. From this 7th-story corner unit, you can see nearly all of the major renovations currently taking place downtown, from the former Woodruff Building and the Sterling Hotel to the Vandevort. Rusty Worley with the Urban District Alliance says some 300 people will be moving to downtown later this year as a result of all these renovations.
I think come next fall, when we have these units occupied, when we have the 100th anniversary celebration for this building, and then leading in the holidays, downtown is going to be a much different place.
For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.